your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing the Southern Baptist Convention and how the worst leader in their roster has quit, and that is Brent Leatherwood of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. This is one of the most overt liberals in the Southern Baptist Convention, and he has been ousted, perhaps, at least by himself, from his position as the head of the ERLC. And this is a huge win for Southern Baptists, and it's their biggest win all year. We're going to talk about what led to this. We're going to talk about what the possible replacement might be, which I'm not feeling very optimistic about. But anyway, we're going to get to this. But first, I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. We live stream the Southern Baptist Convention, and this is a big thing that came up during that live stream was the vote to abolish the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. So this vote failed, but nonetheless, the fallout of this we will be discussing in today's video. So you're going to want to support this coverage at our Patreon-like system, but the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. So moving on, let's talk about Brent Leatherwood resigning as ERLC president. So this is a very huge deal in the Southern Baptist Convention that an entity head has resigned in a relatively short tenure. Like, Southern Baptist leaders tend to be in control of their institutions for a lot longer than this. Adam Greenway of Southwestern was an exception, but he was really bad at the job. And Brent Leatherwood, likewise, was also bad at the job. But the last time they attempted to fire him, it backfired severely. So let's dive into this. Effective July 31st, Brent Leatherwood has resigned from president of the ERLC to be replaced by Miles Mullen, the ERLC vice president and chief of staff, as acting president. So this is how Brent Leatherwood became Southern Baptist president, is because he was the interim acting president while Russell Moore resigned to go work for Christianity or Compromise Today. So that's how that happened, and that it was good that Russell Moore left, but Brent Leatherwood was clearly just as bad. So Leatherwood made the following statement: "A remarkable team at the ERLC has excelled at bringing forth principles of our faith to the public square and has diligently worked in the fashion of policies that reflect what our convention has itself articulated as priorities." Let's talk about that for a second. What are the priorities that the ERLC has lobbied for? They've lobbied for amnesty. They've lobbied for gun control. They've lobbied for refugee resettlement stuff and all that. And they have lobbied against anti-abortion bills. They've lobbied against pro-life legislation. So what exactly is their lobbying record, and is it any good? Now, in recent months, since Trump became president, there was a concerted effort by the ERLC to rehab its image and to actually be active in the role of lobbying on behalf of the Southern Baptist Convention. But this was largely a fig leaf disguising what is really decades of inactivity in their task on acting in the interests of Southern Baptists, because the ERLC has never been an effective organization. It's always been run by liberals Richard Land was a liberal, Russell Moore was a liberal, and Brent Leatherwood was a liberal. So that gets me to my point that the replacement, I have a pick for who I think the replacement will be, but anyway, there's a lot of controversies that really describe Brent Leatherwood's leadership, including, again, consistently advocating for amnesty and lying about it. So using his office, his position in the Southern Baptist Convention to lobby for gun control in Tennessee. This was a huge controversy that really should have been made a bigger deal at the 2025 convention, but this happened. So in 2024, I believe this was September, there was a huge mishap. This was a huge coup that was attempted, but where former ERLC trustee, and he wasn't former at the time, Kevin Smith announced the departure of Leatherwood informally, only to be ousted himself. So this guy, you know, the long and short of it is that he thought that, you know, the board of trustees gave an ultimatum to Brent Leatherwood. Brent Leatherwood called their bluff. And so he, Kevin Smith, thinking that he had the backing of the board, went and unilaterally fired Brent Leatherwood, acting on an ultimatum, only for that to backfire when Brent Leatherwood rallied his liberal allies, such as Russell Moore and Richard Land and other people, who then, you know, asserted pressure on the Southern Baptist Convention to reinstate him. Now, it's interesting, though Smith was the fall guy in the scandal, it served as an admission that there were murmurings in the background regarding Leatherwood's performance. Like, this guy's done a terrible job, and everybody knows it, even his own trustees know it, and it's just a matter of on what pretext can we get rid of him? And in 2025, there was a vote to abolish the ERLC, and this failed. So this was a big deal at the SBC, but at the end of the day, it failed, but it was still a successful vote for the Orthodox Southern Baptists, who were able to use this vote as a message, as a narrative of discontentment with the direction of the ERLC and ultimately the cooperative program, which we'll get to in a second. So the ERLC vote to abolish the ERLC, which has happened annually, but this is the first time that the vote was on record. So we have a record of who voted in what direction at what percentage. And it was 42.84% voted to abolish to 56.89% voted not to abolish. And I got to say, like, 35% of the Southern Baptist Convention missed out on this vote. So very low participation percentage, because a lot of people go to the Southern Baptist Convention, check in, and then, you know, vacation. And it's pretty embarrassing if you're a Southern Baptist that, you know, at least 3,500 messengers didn't participate in meaningful activity. They didn't participate in the process. But anyway, this vote was a narrative that, you know, if a congregation had a vote to remove a pastor and it failed, but it was still this divided, that pastor would in many cases just resign for the sake of unity of that church. And perhaps that is what's going on here. We are a month after the convention, a month and a half after the convention, and the numbers aren't exactly looking good for the Southern Baptist Convention. The cooperative program giving, this is from August 5th, so it's a very recent article. Giving remains about 3% under budget, but designated giving is strong in July. And that's the only reason why it's 3% under budget, is because designated receipts for July were well above 62.34% last year's July numbers, bringing year-to-date totals within 3% of last year. So why is there so much designated giving in the Southern Baptist Convention? It is because there is a lack of trust, there is a lack of transparency, and they've announced that they want to use cooperative program funds to fund lawsuits where the Southern Baptist Convention's honestly in the wrong. After, you know, the Southern Baptist Convention, they were willing to pay out adulterous women who lied about their sin, who retconned their sin for a payday. They paid those people out, but they refused to pay, you know, people that they've actually slandered. It's very odd what the Southern Baptist Convention has done, but they're facing some financial issues. And it seems like the designated giving, which means that this giving is designated for a specific purpose, has increased because Southern Baptists don't want to pay for the nonsense. They don't want to, and they want to avoid funding the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. So those are that's my take on why the designated giving is up and the other giving is down. So Brent Leatherwood, he has resigned. And I'll read my brother's analysis on this. There's always more underneath the surface when there are high-profile departures. Politically, this was an optimal time for those in favor of institutional legitimacy in the Southern Baptist Convention. Essentially, Leatherwood was retained long enough to see through the fight to abolish the RLC, defeating the Layacs, who sought to usurp the SBC platform, but was subsequently removed in order to improve the image of the organization. They withstood the tide to remove him, and then the RLC made changes on their own terms. They get to control the narrative surrounding Leatherwood's departure. Meanwhile, Brent Leatherwood will likely find a landing spot, though probably not as prestigious as his predecessors. Richard Land is currently at the Christian Post, but before that, I believe he was at SES. Like I said, Russell Moore is at the Christianity Today. By promoting Mullen, it is likely a signal that there will be little, if any, changes to the RLC's mission going forward, only leadership that maintains a lower profile. So the RLC is changing leaders on its own terms. And I do got to think, first of all, one more thing I'd add to that is Clint Pressley likely appointed a trustee, or I don't know how many trustees he got to appoint, but he likely appointed a trustee that was anti-Brent Leatherwood. So that's a positive development, because Clint Pressley is a better SBC president than his last three predecessors combined, which is a low bar. Secondly, and I'll close on this, there is a solid chance that they replace him with Dan Darling, who would be a disaster. Dan Darling's already scrubbing his very liberal tweets, because that guy was a hardcore Branch Davidian, hardcore. He joined Russell Moore in promoting churches to become jab sites in 2021. This is a guy who is Ukraine's biggest shill in evangelicalism, if second, only second to Richard Land. So that is who I think has the highest probability of becoming Brent Leatherwood's replacement. He was recently hired by the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission not too long ago, while he's also already working for another SBC entity. So he's getting to double dip on cooperative program dollars. He is going to be the guy, in my opinion, unless there is actually positive change going on in the Southern Baptist Convention. But it is a positive development that the worst leader in the SBC has resigned. And I would say it might not be a disgraceful resign, but it definitely is his short tenure. It is a sign that this was a disgraceful resign. It might not be technically on paper disgraceful, but it is implicitly disgraceful on his part. And his service has nothing worthy of celebration. So that's your latest Southern Baptist news. If you like this, let me know what you think about what I think. Also drop that like and subscribe if you are new. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.